first, have you ever found yourself Googling what the best workout is? Or maybe you want to know how healthy last night's dinner really was. If so, then you've probably also spent some time trying to sort through blogs and articles that might not be the real deal. Well, now there's a podcast looking to help sort things out. NPR recently launched a series called Life Kit, a set of audio guides to give you answers to things important to your daily life. Here's a bit of what they sound like.
Welcome to Life Kit from NPR. I'm Allison Aubrey. I cover health and wellness, and this podcast is about exercise. We're going to talk about how to actually love it, or at least like it. Here's how it works. There's 3 episodes, and depending what you need, you can skip around or listen to them all. A good place to begin is...
Central Time producer Rachel Vasquez spoke with the general manager of podcasts at NPR, Neil Carruth, about Life Kit.
For someone who hasn't heard the podcast yet, give us a sense for what Life Kit is all about.
Yeah, so Life Kit is a collection of audio guides on a variety of topics, ranging from personal finance to health and wellness to parenting. We're imagining branching out into other areas in the future, and we can talk about that a little bit. But the whole orientation of these guides is to try to be useful to the audience. So not just to give you information or tell you stories about a particular topic, but to try and equip you with information that you can use to make changes in your life or to make improvements in your life, to make you smarter in a particular area in which you've been struggling. And we feel like audio is a really great way to do this.
Yeah, and you talked a little bit about how this is kind of a new sound for NPR. It's not what people maybe think about when they think about traditional NPR reporting. Was there any particular reason why now seemed like the right time to make this kind of podcast?
Yeah, we about a year ago, we actually surveyed our existing podcast audience about this basic idea. And we said we do an annual survey of podcast listeners. We're about to do the latest version of it. But last spring, we basically said if we were to release a series of audio guides that were on very practical topics that help, that the whole point of them was to help get you up to speed on topics of great personal interest, help you make changes and make improvements in your life. Would you be interested in that? And we were really gratified by the results of that. And we looked around at the competitive landscape, and while there's lots of competition in each one of these verticals, if you want to use that term, like personal finance or parenting or exercise, there's not really anybody who's sort of trying to do all of it, and there's not really anybody who's trying to do all of it from in the audio space in a grounded, rigorous, journalistic way. And that, you know, that it's definitely a slightly different posture toward the audience, trying to equip the audience with tools they need to make changes in their lives. But it's, I would say, continuous and consistent with what NPR is really good at, in the sense that it's based on reporting expertise and rigorous research and, you know, subject matter knowledge. You know, we're not shooting from the hip here. We're turning to our in-house subject matter experts, and they're turning to people who know even more than they do about these topics. And so that's where the guidance is coming from in these guides.
And another big part of it is engagement with listeners, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Can you talk about why that was important for the podcast?
Yeah, I mean, if this thing is successful, I think there'll be a kind of virtuous cycle between the experts and the audience. And our whole attitude is that we can learn from the experts, but we can also learn from the audience. Not just in terms of what they want to hear from us, but they're, and if you listen to the guides, you can hear some of this. There are sometimes really good ideas that come from the audience. Now, we want to be a little bit of a filter for those. If it seems like it might not be a sound idea, we'll check in with the experts. But where the audience has a really strong idea that seems to have some grounding and seems to be backed up by the best research, we totally want to put that out there. And we found that time and again across different parts of this project, that great ideas have come from the audience. So we put out a newsletter that comes out every time we release a new guide. We also have sort of an existing community for the personal finance content. My colleague Chris Arnold, who's hosted the personal finance guides under the Life Kit banner, and who's, you know, an outstanding, award-winning business journalist. A few years ago, when I was the business editor working directly with Chris, we worked with our social media editor at the time, a woman named Lori Todd, to create a Facebook group called Your Money and Your Life. That's a closed Facebook group, but you know, people are constantly asking to be admitted. We're constantly expanding the community, and it's a sort of largely self-regulating, ongoing conversation about personal finance. And Chris has gotten a lot of good story ideas from the people in that group, and he took the Life Kit idea to that group when we were first starting to work on it and asked them what they wanted to hear. He's gone into the group as new guides have come out and let people know, you know, what we're doing, and has gotten feedback from them on what they'd like to hear more of. So in a lot of different ways, through the newsletter, through call-outs, and through this personal finance group, we've tried to really engage deeply with the audience and understand where they're coming from.
We're talking to Neil Carruth, NPR's general manager of podcasts, and we're talking about a podcast that NPR recently launched called Life Kit, Tools to Help You Get It Together. And Neil, I want to talk about some of those specific areas that you guys cover. One that was an entry point for me into this podcast was your exercising series. Why was this a good topic to start with?
Well, so it's no coincidence that we launched this right at the end of 2018, as people are sort of, you know, grappling with the excesses of the end of the year and the holiday season and starting to think about changes that they might make to their habits. And so we thought that exercise was a really good place to start. I mean, we all know from our own lives that, you know, people make New Year's resolutions about getting more exercise. We know that new gym memberships spike right around the beginning of the year. You know, we know that Google searches for, you know, exercise regimens and exercise habits, you know, also spike around that time. So we thought it was a really good time to be there. We thought it was a good time to launch this content, good way to position it to really serve the audience with stuff that's sort of top of mind at the end of one year and the beginning of the next. So we launched with one guide on saving and investing and another guide on exercise. And I think the big message, the big takeaway from the exercise guide is that you don't have to be a bodybuilder. You also don't have to spend a lot of money. There are little things you can do to optimize your physical activity and to get more out of it and to be a healthier person. And it doesn't mean, you know, going all the way to spending hours in the gym. It doesn't mean, you know, you need to have a gym membership at all. There are lots of things you can do in terms of walking, you know, getting more regular physical activity, you know, building that into your day.
And Neil, in our last 30 seconds or so, any future ideas or plans for the podcast that you can share with us?
Yeah, we really want to hear from the audience about where they want us to go. We're going to continue to move forward in the three subject areas that we're already very present in, money, health, and parenting. Some other areas that we've talked about are sort of life skills. We've talked about travel. We've talked about arts and culture. So we're really excited to extend this project to include, you know, all the important areas of human experience and you know, all the areas where people feel like they need a helping hand and a trusted guide. And we hope we can provide that.
That's a great place to leave it. Neil, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, Rachel. Thanks for the time.
That was NPR's general manager of podcast, Neil Carruth, talking to Central Time producer Rachel Vasquez about the new podcast series Life Kit, a series of audio guide podcasts designed to give you expert tips on everything from how to eat healthy to using your credit cards. You can listen to those wherever you get your podcasts or online at npr.org/lifekit.